Thank you for joining me today. I'm Phil Little, host of the Private Investigator Experience podcast, where with my co-host Wade Little, we look at cases in the life of a private investigator. But this is a short post where I deal with questions that we've been asked, and I look at events out around the world that might affect us here at home. If you've been with me before, you know my background from military, law enforcement, intelligence service, and global security, and that my interest in counterterrorism intelligence really grew from my involvement in Israel and southern Lebanon. So this event and war that's going on there has attracted much of my attention. I have to admit my failure of not keeping up with events on Israel in this rise of progressivism and woke theology that was sweeping the rest of the world. I was still carrying my view of Israel that they were immune from something like this. They're the Holy Land. It's where our Judeo-Christian values came from. They should not be susceptible to this, right? Wrong. I forgot that they're humans, just like the rest of us in the world living in Israel. And as in our country, our free society has been co-opted by people we've allowed to come in and freely enjoy our freedoms, and they're using those freedoms against us to tear us down internally to only want to take us over. That same thing has happened in Israel. How did the colossal failure of intelligence and a warning to what was going to happen in October the 7th in Israel happen? Sources have told me that over the last few years, there's been the insertion of top leaders in intelligence service who have more of a progressive worldview, and they miscalculated or ignored the intelligence coming to them from the ground around the border of Gaza. It's been reported openly that the buildup and training had been observed for months prior to the October 7th attack, but by the intelligence service, it was just discounted as bluster on the part of Hamas. They really couldn't pull something like that off. My sources also told me that the soldiers and commanders along the Gaza border were telling intelligence that something was up. Something was being planned. Something didn't feel right. They should bolster the border and the military operation there. They needed to be aware something was being planned. But they didn't believe that. Intelligence didn't accept it. And they didn't pass that along to the government leaders. Instead, telling them that Hamas was contained and everything was fine. As I've said, there has been some blessings in the midst of this evil attack. The IDF has recovered plans and from interrogations of a lot of these suspects that have been arrested from Hamas, that these plans were very elaborate, much more than what they accomplished. They were planning on taking over more towns, military bases, and listen, they had identified the one with the nuclear assets and planned to take it over. That's a wow, wow, wow moment. Think about the planning and training that went into this attack. Had their plan worked, thousands more would have been killed. Another wake-up call has come to the progressives in Israel and the Jewish community, and those who supported a more peaceful approach to Gaza and its citizens. One example of many is a family who had supported Gazians by helping them with work permits, taking them to doctors, really bringing them in as part of their family. Well, one of the women that was involved in that watched her family be slaughtered by the very person they'd had in their home who they had helped to become part of the family. That's a wake-up call, not only for them, but for us. Also, many of the Palestinian people had worked in Israel for their livelihood. They made maps, details about the towns, kibbutz, and military defenses, and gave them to Hamas. Another wake-up call. I've learned some other things that caught me off guard about Israel. As this war started, the Israel Supreme Court was considering stopping prayer, public prayer on the streets of Israel and in Jerusalem. Does that sound possible? It seems to me like that's kind of spitting in the face of God and his country. Secondly, I'm sure you've heard about the demonstrations around the changes to the justice system and Israeli government. They proposed some changes. I didn't know really what this was all about, so I did some investigation. The main issue, the big issue, is that, listen to this, Israel is the only free country where the Supreme Court holds the power to decide who will be appointed. They can stop any appointment that they want. And the problem in Israel is that the whole court now is a progressive court. So the only judges that will get approved are going to be progressive judges. This is a real danger to the country. The law would change and eliminate the judge's ability to veto an appointment and make it more like the U.S., where it would be an executive appointment with some kind of either their house or whatever that they set up there to approve. They had some checks and balances. When there are no checks and balances, evil will reign. The question for we Americans is, will we wake up or will we have an attack worse than 9/11 to learn that we've been victimized by a progressive woke ideology running our government, intelligence, and military? There's much more that we can talk about, but that's going to have to wait. Will you share this post with your contacts and your friends? Like, share it, subscribe, hit the notification bell, and leave me any comments you would like on any of the posts and questions. I appreciate getting those. Or you can email me at plittlepi777@gmail.com. I know this is good news or pleasant to hear, but God is in control. Remember that. Will you step out of the crowd? That place of anonymity that you think is safe. And will you step out and stand for truth? Remember, truth will prevail over deception. May the peace of this season fill every heart. May God bless you, your family, and may God bless America. Until next time, be safe.